Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Today on the show, we'll be speaking with Tiffany Lopez from the Boys and Girls Club of Oxnard, Point Wynemi. We're also will be joined by Albert A. Navarra, his book, The Elements of Constitutional Law. Additionally, we'll be joined by family substance abuse counselor from the Family Recovery Solution Center in Santa Barbara, Carol Burnett, as well as Maggie Maki. You can join us on the program with a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, once again, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
All right. Welcome. And Eric, I know you were thinking about Carol Burnett, huh? It's actually Bennett, right? But I loved Carol Burnett, so I thought that was really cute. But anyways, and you know, are you as funny as her? We'll have to funnier. There you go. I love it. We have a full studio today, and I love when we have so many guests in here because it just kind of goes along with my show. Many hands make little work. So I'm here to give you some great value. We've got some really interesting topics again today. And, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about as we were driving up here and, you know, that if you want to hear news and you want to hear all the things that are going on in the world, this is not really the channel for you. This is the channel that you want to hear value, that can add value to your life every day, every way. And for your family, for kind of, you know, just to relax and think about your life and make sure you're living in your passion and that you're giving back, all those kind of things. That's what really matters here on the Kim Pagano Show.
It's not just chicken soup for the soul. It's food for thought as well. We cover a wide range of topics here.
That's right. So, and, you know, I mean, if anybody tuned in yesterday, I mean, you know, we talk about things that, you know, I mean, in a positive way, what people's lives, their journeys have taken them on. And, you know, I like to bring experts on to talk about, you know, where they're going, what they're doing, what it means, all that stuff. So it's really interesting. So today, I welcome Maggie on.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
And Tiffany and
Hello.
Carol. And so, Tiffany, I know you actually came in and, gosh, Boys and Girls Club always has a great things going on. And I know you have something going on this Sunday, right?
We do. Actually, it's the third annual Wine and Art Trail in downtown Oxnard, titled Rediscovering Downtown Oxnard, hosted by the Oxnard Rotary and along with the Young Professional Network. And it's just an overall fun event going towards a great cause, promoting our wonderful downtown in Oxnard and supporting the music program at the Boys and Girls Club.
You know, Oxnard is really coming up on the maps lately. I'm telling you, I'm hearing more about it. They had a great Oxnard Earth Day.
Yes.
And that was, were you able to go?
You know what? I go every year, and this year, unfortunately, I was out of town at a festival doing research in San Diego. So Boys and Girls Club San Diego had an event. So I unfortunately wasn't, but the Boys and Girls Club, we did have a booth there. They invite the community. It's a really great day. And it's at Plaza Park and it's free. So it's fun.
There you go. And now, so tell us a little bit about what Boys and Girls Club do. You are with the Boys and Girls Club, right? Not
yes.
the Rotary.
Because
I always.
The Boys and Girls
Club. Okay.
Yeah.
And are you in the Rotary Club too?
I am a part of the Rotary Act group.
Okay. Yeah.
But I am I represent the Young Professional Network. So there's two of us that host the event.
So I've gone to all of those because I love to check in and, you know, and I want to remind anybody that if you have a function going on around here in Ventura County or anywhere, I mean, I just posted something on my Facebook that in Thousand Oaks, Kaiser is having 100 women for free from 8 to 12 that if you don't have any medical insurance right now, go there. They're going to see you. Wow. They're going to do pap smears, blood work, mammograms. This is so important. And what a way to give back to our community here. So I thank you. That's Kaiser in Thousand Oaks.
That's great.
So, yes. So I love to check in and see what's going on, you know, around our county here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us, what is the function of Boys and Girls Club?
Well, the Boys and Greater Oxnard and Port Wynemi, we service over 7,500 youth. We have three main clubhouses and 13 after-school sites, so we're pretty big. As you know, the most crucial time for youth is the during the after school time. So that's when we are open to service our youth. We have a bunch of great programs. Namely, their music program is very popular. We do have, I mean, when people think about the Boys and Girls Club, I think everyone always thinks sports. Right. So it's not just about sports. We focus on healthy lifestyles, character, and leadership. We have a great teen center. We have the arts. We have stuff for young women, for young men. You know, everyone does, of course, like the music program, and it's just a lot of fun going on.
So, Tiffany, tell about this. This is kind of neat. So it's kind of a little wine trail, right?
It's
and a wine
yeah.
and art trail, actually, right?
Yeah. I love wine. And
I'll second that.
So, you know what? I attend a lot of these events throughout the county, and they're always really, really fun. But ours is a little different because it's a trail, not in one central location.
So you're kind of exercising at the same time,
yeah.
right? There you go.
You know, it's all within two block radius. But it's really great because it promotes, new restaurants in our downtown. And it also promotes, we have a wonderful Carnegie Art Museum that some people haven't been to, but it's a great modern museum. And, you know, we have the Downtown Center for the Arts. We have, like, Fresh and Fabulous as a stop, which is a pretty good popular place downtown. And so this year we do have eight stops. And we have over 12 wineries and different restaurants at those locations. So the Ventura County Wine Trail is the official sponsor for the wines. So we have some great new vineyards. We have new ones this year, like Calabasas Peak Vineyards, the new Magna Vino. We have San Vicente Cellars.
So how does everybody get tickets?
Actually, there's a special going on till the end of today, which is for half off on Gnarly Buys. That's www.gnarlybuys.com.
What is it? Gnarly?
Gnarly Buys.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a Living Social on a Groupon concept. But the full proceeds that benefit the Boys and Girls Club, they are doing that. It's a new company. It's a local Groupon, I guess you could say. So it's a really great new idea started by young professional guys that are my friends.
Tell them to come see me. I love to help them.
Oh, great. They're you know, it's very popular. They're launching. They're doing like another special from Aloha Steakhouse. And they're supporting the Rotary. So
very
they're doing
good.
Great.
I love
starting.
That.
So, I mean, the special, but the tickets are normally $50 and they'll be $50 at the door, but it's great. It includes unlimited tastings of wine and food. You're able to look at local artists' featured work and you get a signature wine glass for the event.
Very cool. I tell everybody, go check it out. Definitely go to the Wine Art Trail this Sunday, April 17th from 1 to 5 and definitely go get your tickets.
Yes, and we're actually having a really great raffle too. Kim's donated
cut blood dry. Yep.
So we have some really great event raffle prizes for people. So, and it's going to be a beautiful day. And
it is going to be a beautiful day. Perfect weather for this. Well, thank you, Tiffany.
Thanks
and
for having
us. I hope I can make it down there.
Thank you.
All right. Well, with that, I know, do we need to take our next break or we have our next
We have
guest
our
on.
First guest
okay.
of the day, Kim. If you are ready, constitutional law professor Mr. Albert Navarra is on the line ready to talk with us about the elements of constitutional law.
All right. Welcome, Albert. Are you there?
Yes, Ms. Picano. How are you today?
I am very good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, terrific. Just for clarity, I'm not actually a professor, just an attorney.
Okay, but, I like that. Okay. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you are doing and what your journey is.
My journey is to help people understand constitutional law because it is the rule book for our country. Look at all these issues that we're facing now, health care, abortion, immigration, school prayer, gay marriage, these issues of internet taxes, all these issues affect our daily lives, you know, the way we raise our children, our pocketbooks. They're so important. We care so much about them. Many of us have very strong feelings about them one way or the other. And they're all resolved ultimately under constitutional law. But unfortunately, we're not really taught constitutional law in school.
That you're absolutely right because I mean, you know, we don't really know what we can do and what we can't do, right?
That's exactly right.
I love this. Okay.
In Texas right now, the Westboro Baptist Church people are protesting another military funeral. And we know about the recent Supreme Court case, Snyder versus Phelps, where the court said basically that those protesters were engaging in protected speech and that they could not be prohibited. And a lot of people have find, you know, what these protesters are saying to be very, very offensive. But as you just said, we don't really realize sometimes the rights we have, too. For example, people who oppose what those picketers are saying also have the right to picket and carry signs that say opposing messages. So just on the issue of the freedom of speech and the First Amendment, it creates this marketplace of ideas where everybody can offer their opinions and ideas. And the idea is that through vigorous discussion and debate, the best ideas win at the end of the day. The best solutions to our problems prevail. Our country's better off for it. But the trick is, you know, we don't have the right under the First Amendment to monopolize that marketplace of ideas. We can't always silence our opponents, but we can compete. We can enter that marketplace of ideas and compete and express our own ideas. And competition's the American way. So just one little example of, as you said, you know, the more you know about the law and the rights and liberties that you have, the more you can exercise them for the better of yourself and the country.
Absolutely. So what do you think? Well, let me just remind everybody, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, here with Maggie and Carol and Tiffany and Eric, and we're speaking with Albert Navarro, and his book is The Elements of Constitutional Law. And so what do you think is the most misled that, you know, we should know about?
You know, one thing might be what we call state action. The Constitution protects individual rights and liberties against interference by the government, not against interference by private people. So, for example, you know, if you're working for a private company and the company is restricting your freedom of speech, for example, you might think, oh, that's a violation of my constitutional rights. Well, not necessarily. If the government is restricting your freedom to speak or your freedom to associate, well, then you have what is called state action or government action, and then the Constitution kicks in and your rights are protected. But generally speaking, if it's just a private party, a purely private action that's restricting these rights, the Constitution does not really apply. So that's one issue that comes up sometimes, what we call the doctrine of state action. State action or government action is required.
Okay, interesting. And now, how did you get so involved in writing a book that you wanted to guide America's most timeless and powerful documents?
Listening to radio, because I hear people, hosts and guests on radio every day talking about all these issues, but not really discussing the law. And again, it's the law that resolves all these issues. For example, you know, with Prop 8, the ban on gay marriage that we have in California here, it's working its way through the federal court system right now. I hear a lot of radio hosts talking about it, and some of them oppose it, and they mention ideas such as tradition. You know, we've never had gay marriage in thousands of years and so on. And that is important and relevant, but it's not the it's not the first thing the court's going to think about when it's analyzing a gay marriage law or a ban on gay marriage. If you understand a little bit more about constitutional law, you'll realize that gay marriage is going to come down to or be resolved by two parts of the Constitution, the Due Process Clause and the Equal Protection Clause. And in both of those clauses, what's really important are what are called state interests. In other words, why should the government care whether gays marry or not? So whatever side of the gay marriage issue you're on, Prop 8, whichever side of the issue you're on, what really matters are the state interests. And people who, you know, whether you support it or you're against it, what's important and what is ultimately going to resolve this issue on whether a ban on gay marriage is constitutional or not are the state interests involved and the reasons why the government should care whether gays marry or not.
Okay.
See, you know, Albert, it's very interesting as this is producer Eric here. You're joining us on the Kim Pagano Show, AM 1400 KKZZ, as well as available online, thekimpaganoshow.com. You know, in discussion of all this, I think the most important point that you make is that so many people talk about the Constitution and hold the document up in such high esteem, but there's no real depth of discussion involving how it interacts with each of these legal points. As somebody who, say, may not have the intimate knowledge or whatever of the document, what does your book provide in terms of giving a sort of primer, if you will, on how to see the document, synthesize it, and apply it to some of these modern issues that we see.
Very well said. A lot of people discuss the Constitution, right, and they hold it up as an important document, and it is the most important document on the planet, I think. And I was very happy to hear this Congress actually read part of the entire Constitution into the record. That was very exciting, at least, you know.
Except for the embarrassing parts.
I'm sorry?
Except for the embarrassing parts, yeah, you know, mentioning slavery and all.
But here's the thing. And the Constitution consists of 7 articles and 27 amendments. It's kind of amazing that it's only been amended 27 times. I think it speaks to the power, the flexibility, and the brilliance of this document. But here's the thing. Constitutional law is not just the Constitution. It's not just the 7 articles and 27 amendments. It's thousands of U.S. Supreme Court cases interpreting those articles and amendments. And in an 1803 case, Marbury versus Madison, the Supreme Court said that the Supreme Court is the final word on what the Constitution means. And so when you talk about constitutional law and this rule book that is used to resolve all these critical issues that are defining America, it's not just the document, it's the cases. And what I do in my book is give you the rules of constitutional law, and I give you one paragraph summaries of all the most important, relevant, and important U.S. Supreme Court cases interpreting the Constitution and explaining how it applies to all these issues in our daily lives, so you can see how it works.
You know, what, Albert, what is the one that sticks out the most for you in your book?
That's a good question. I'd have to say it's really a body of cases, and it's the First Amendment to me. I think one of the most important rules of constitutional law is the First Amendment, and how I mentioned that it creates this marketplace of ideas where we can all offer our opinions and ideas, and I think that's critical. It's not, you can't just say anything you want anytime you want. There are restrictions on speech.
Right.
For example, fighting words.
You know what's interesting in your book, and I'm looking through here, and if anybody's just joining us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking to Albert Navarra, and his book is The Elements of Constitutional Law. And you have little chapters in here on government employment, welfare benefits, Social Security benefits, driver's license, public education, and even just, driver's license, okay? The court held that Massachusetts may suspend a driver's license for refusing to take a breath analysis test, right? So there's little things that, we're just not aware of, right? Parental rights. Parents have liberty interest in the care, custody, and management of their children, holding that the state may not terminate parental rights unless it provokes notice and hearing, and it proves parent unfitness by clear and convincing evidence. So
people think, constitutional law, that's just for lawyers. That's just for law students or maybe politicians who write the law, the legislatures who write the laws. Actually, not really. Most lawyers do not practice constitutional law. It's a subject you have to take in law school, and then they go on and they do PI or criminal or corporations or whatever. We're the ones who need to know constitutional law because we're the ones who have driver's licenses or receive Social Security benefits or are raising children and are trying to decide whether to send our schools to a private school or a public school. We're dealing with health care. We're the ones who are faced with all these issues in our daily lives. And again, it's constitutional law that's used to resolve these issues. So it's more, forget about law students and politicians. I want Americans to understand constitutional law. And I think as you just went through a few cases there, as I was reading these cases, it's amazed how relevant constitutional law is.
And it's so important, too, to be educated and civic-minded in our society, in our democracy. That's one of the backbones of what keeps America strong. And, there's one thing that I sort of wanted to touch on before we let you go, Albert, is the application of the First Amendment that you were talking about. One of the real big stories recently to deal with that dealt with Pastor Terry Jones and the burning of the Quran in Florida near the end of March. How does that work in terms of the First Amendment? Is that protected speech?
It is. It's what's called symbolic conduct or nonverbal speech. it's conduct that communicates a message, and therefore it does get some protection under the First Amendment, but not absolute protection. Real quick, there's a U.S. Supreme Court case called U.S. versus O'Brien, where Congress prohibited burning draft cards. This was a Vietnam-era case. And the Supreme Court upheld that because, number one, the Congress had the power to raise and support an army, so it had the power to pass some kind of a draft card law. Number two, prohibiting the burning of draft cards promoted an important government interest because the government could not administer the draft without draft cards. Number three, when the government prohibited burning draft cards, it did not do so, and this is the most important part of the test, it did not do so to suppress free expression. It prohibited the burning of all draft cards, not just burning draft cards as part of a protest, but burning any and all draft cards. And then number four, the government said that, you know, restricting the burning of draft cards was basically the only way the government could accomplish its purpose of, you know, keeping draft cards and administering the draft. So U.S. Versus O'Brien, the draft card case, is an example of where symbolic conduct or nonverbal speech can be prohibited. But when you look at burning a Quran and you imagine, let's say, a Florida law prohibiting it or even a federal law prohibiting it, what's going to get tripped up is that third part of the test. Any law that singles out Quran burning and prohibits the burning of the Quran is probably going to be related to the suppression of expression. And that's why any law prohibiting the burning of the Quran would probably be unconstitutional under that four-part, what we call O'Brien test.
Well, Albert, this was really it was really knowledgeable, and I'm really interested in reading it. It's after talking to you. You know, at first I was a little overwhelmed. I'm like, oh, this is more than. But you know what? I mean, really, you've got some really simple chapters in here of, you know, creditors' claims, children's rights. They're things that you're going to need. Everybody's going to need through their life, and just things that, you know, you might not want to actually. Hire an attorney, and maybe you'll be able to find out something in your book. So where would everybody be able to get your book?
It's available on my website, conlawelements.com, conlawelements.com, and everywhere else where books are sold.
Okay, and Albert, can you log on to my Facebook on the Kim Pagano Show and kind of put a couple notes of what we talked about?
Absolutely.
Become one of my fans, and I can share this with everybody.
Thank you so much, Ms. Pagano and Eric.
You got it. You have a wonderful day. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break, and of course, remember that we are giving away tickets to Caneo Valley Days, and are we going to take a couple more names for the Dodgers tickets?
You know, we're starting to get right up against the deadline
for
the
Doyers. So maybe this will be the last minute right now.
So yeah, you can call in during this commercial break for your last chance opportunity to qualify for four Dodger field box tickets for this Saturday's game, parking included, from our friends at J. Girl Lingerie, located at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village, CA.
All right. And that phone number here is 805-639-0008. And give us a call right now. Our phones are ringing like crazy. But you know what? If you think you're not going to be able to get through, keep trying. We want to hear from you, and we appreciate your calls. We'll be right back, and we have lots more to talk about.
J-Girl wants to welcome you to an experience of a lifetime in the most important areas of your life. One-on-one bridal service to ensure that every bride gets what she needs and wants for her gown and gift selection. Specializing in bra fittings and fun gifts for bachelorette and birthday parties. J-Girl takes care of your every need, offering cosmetic application and eyebrow waxing. J-Girl has an interest in you and your future. A private 18 and older room for date nights and anniversaries. At J-Girl, every customer is treated like gold, regardless of age or size. You will leave feeling beautiful and confident. Oh, shh. For all you men, J-Girl helps you find the perfect gift for any occasion. J. Girl is located across from Gelson's in the Village Glen Shopping Center at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village. Visit J. Girl in the privacy of your own home at jgirllingerie.com or call 449-9999 to set up an appointment.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definite better quality.
I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices. The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people. Always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I'll always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 in Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. You can listen to Kim online at any time on the official website of the Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. Podcast the program and more. It's all in store for you when you visit the official website of the Kim Pagano Show at thekimpaganoshow.com. Now, once again, here's Kim.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. And I appreciate the phone calls. I mean, what a great thing that J. Girl brought to the table. And if any of my sponsors out there have anything that they want to, you know, give to my show to get your name out there, I appreciate it. It all helps. And I love to give back to my listeners. So we've got several people that we're going to be picking from. And right now I have Carol Bennett and Maggie on my show right now. We're going to be talking about her book, Reclaim Your Life, You and the Alcoholic or Addict. And welcome.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and your journey and how you came to write this book.
All right. Well, let's see. In a small nutshell, I was married many years ago to what I didn't know at the time, but turned out to be an alcoholic. Doesn't mean he wasn't a wonderful man. He just had the disease of alcoholism. His son, who was living with us, was a heroin addict. And then our daughter was a garbage pail. It was started with, you know, very young, pulling out her hair, cutting, eating disorders, and just, you know, whatever she could sort of get into. Sadly, we did not know how to handle this or what to do, so she was sent off to a couple of schools that were better equipped to deal with her emotional and physical addiction. At the time, Kim, I didn't know what to do. I mean, was I a bad parent? Was this my fault? I mean, it was because there was an age difference in my husband and I. I mean, you know, you go down a checklist. Al-Anon is a wonderful program, and that was all that was available to me at the time, which was fine. And I kind of muddled through it. So fade out, fade in, change of life, change of locale, moved up to Santa Barbara from Los Angeles and went back to school and got a master's in clinical psychology, and ended up doing my hours at the Salvation Army, a drug rehab center for men, which was a six-month work program. And I absolutely loved it. When these gentlemen were graduating, many of the family members would come up to me and say, "This is great. He's never looked better. But now what?" And I would think to myself, "Yeah, you know, you're right. Now what? Everybody goes home and thinks everything's going to be just fine. And it might be for a while, but the bloom gets off the vine." And at that point, I thought, wow, you know, I really want to see if I can be of service to the other side. The recovery for the family and friends so they can know what to do.
And, you know, I think that's great because so many times, you know, it is the family that doesn't understand what to do. And I think that it's I hate to say it like this, but it's kind of like when somebody passes away, it's the family that's left doing all the stuff. And in the sense, it's kind of a very similar situation because when the addict or the alcoholic is out there using and binging, the family is waiting to pick up all the pieces. And it just doesn't always feel fair, right?
Well, you're exactly right. For every one alcoholic addict, there's four or five family members or friends
and their
enmeshed.
Whole family is disemboweled, you know?
Forget the financial, the psychological, the emotional, the scars for a long time. I was in a meeting once and heard somebody say, "I want to be the alcoholic addict." They get all the attention.
Do you know? You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard that many times, and I think that's right. Well, I actually have Maggie here, and Maggie's kind
I'm on the other side.
Yeah.
I'm the ex-addict.
Right, and she's actually done a full circle, which is so incredible, and that's why I invited her to come on my show. For anybody that's just joining us, we're talking about Reclaim Your Life, you and the alcoholic and the addict. And Maggie has done that. She's done a full circle. But, you know, so many of us parents and families want to know what put them over the edge. What made, you know, I gave them everything. I did everything, you know, was I, like you just said, a bad parent? What made somebody, so I thought that it would be really great for Maggie firsthand to be talking about her journey and what pulled her down and what pulled her back up.
Okay. Well, my main thing was self-esteem. I had none. I was that chubby girl who didn't have a close-knit circle of friends growing up. I didn't have that best friend. I had friends, but there was no one that was on my side regardless. Or maybe there was, but I didn't feel it. I did not feel like, you know, I always had my family, but as far as peers and support from peers, I really didn't feel accepted in the group that I was around.
And, you know, I think that's so common for, you know, young girls growing up. I mean, and I'm sure guys, you know, Eric, I don't know if...
No, I'm shaking my head. I know some of these feelings.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's a real life. But what puts you over the edge when I know your family, they're such a great supportive family. The family does everything that they can for you, and yet it's not enough. And so you're looking from this for this from your friends who can't really give you or help you other than a supportive friend. So I think that's
in my you're absolutely right. My book has a opening chapter called The Road to Addiction, and it talks about anything from the family, the neighborhood, as you perfectly say, self-esteem, boredom, trauma. You know, even genetics. I mean, you know, some people are kind of on the fence on that. How much, you know, are you kind of born with? But you know what? If your father's a great actor and you're a great actor, then, you know, the genes have been passed down. So why can't the genes of alcoholism or drug addiction or the propensity thereof, that doesn't mean you'll be born with it, but like in your case, you know, your family did everything they could.
Absolutely,
and you were,
everything.
You know, I'm looking at you. You're a beautiful young woman, and kind and gentle. And you know, if you're just maybe a little on the fence, or you're kind of a little, well, gee, you know, you weren't picked first or second on softball. Come on, we'll show you a better time.
Absolutely,
that's a big pull. And you don't go home and say to your parents like you maybe did when I was growing up, hey, I'm kind of in trouble. I'm a little lost right now. And your parents, yeah, it just so it's understandable.
Right. And how do people, you know, us, I mean, we need to worry about that now. And we have the knowledge from people that have gone through it to, you know, can we really help somebody that's feeling this?
Well, let's start by saying that in each age, the help is different. When you're in junior high school, 18 to 21, you're impervious. You don't want help. You're not going to ask for it. It's you're off and running, unfortunately. Then you get kind of the next stage. It's still sort of the, you know, post-partying or whatever, and maybe you grow up a little bit. But you have to understand, and this is where the family members and friends, it's so hard for me as a counselor because I want to pull them in and say, let me help you. They're in such denial about their denial, they won't try to listen for help. They think everything will be okay tomorrow. And the bottom line, one has to want the help, even if it's not talking about substance abuse issues. If I want to be a radio producer, I'm going to have to go to you and say, could you help me? You know, you're not going to come to me and say, Carol, I think you might be good at this job. So it crosses the board. And maybe you got help, you know, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, and it stuck and it didn't stick, but it starts to start.
I did a couple of rehabs, a couple of other, you know, incarcerations, and none of it helped. You know, it had to be when I felt that it was time, that I was done. And once that time came, I've never looked back. I was just, it was done.
You're fortunate.
Yes, fortunate. Absolutely.
Because you're a young gal and you could say to yourself, oh, you know, who cares? I got 5-10 more years of partying. It's really not going to be a big deal for a while. But it's really important that the full landscape is about not only what you've done, but how the family can participate and not just, oh, wow, they look great, and let's all go out to dinner and buy a new car because you've, you know, been to rehab and aren't you a good girl? It doesn't work like that.
It doesn't.
No.
And what about talking about the time that's missed? You know, because I always think time is of the essence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, you start young and are you, okay, go ahead, hit on that one.
Well, because I was using or in the using lifestyle when I found out I was pregnant. I was 20 years old. I had my son. I wasn't using, but that loneliness took me right back to my addiction. I lost custody of him, and I was gone. I was not allowed at home. I was
alone.
Alone. Mm. I was completely alone. And
here, the thing that you wanted not to be,
I was.
And isn't
completely.
That now? How does that work?
Well, it's a vicious circle. Okay, you're going to drink to numb the pain, and as soon as you come out of that, the pain's still there and worse. Plus, whatever irresponsible behavior or wreckage you have brought upon yourself through that substance abuse foray or the fun and the partying. All right, so it just goes round and round and round, and it takes, you know. Some people believe in hitting a bottom. Some people don't. I think the family members and friends have to hit their bottom to get out of the enabling rescuing, and the alcoholic addict has to hit theirs as well, whether it's losing custody, losing your job, waking up in a box, getting hit by a car,
or all of them at the same time.
Or just waking up in your beautiful home and saying, this is not what I want for myself.
Right. Well, if anybody's just joining us right now, we are the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, here talking with Maggie and Carol and Eric, and we're talking about how you basically pick yourself up from the bottom and do a full, you know, circle. And is there life after all this? And oh my gosh, yes, there is, because what an incredible person. But what I want to know is, what was your rock bottom?
Sitting in a jail cell, not knowing if I was going to be out in years, ever being able to see. I remember sitting there thinking, if I can't get out of here and prove that I'm better than this, I will never see my son again. And I've never been back. And
wow.
I've completely changed it then. But not knowing when I would be back was the scariest part. Like, not having any control of being able to see him was awful.
Well, and there was one thing that I had heard earlier in the conversation as we're speaking with Carol Bennett, a family substance abuse counselor. She works with Family Recovery Solutions in Santa Barbara. You used a term earlier, a full landscape recovery. What exactly is that?
A full landscape. We know what the alcoholic addict needs to do. There's a zillion books out there. There's a zillion programs. There's a 12-step recovery. There's pamphlets everywhere. There's rescue missions. There's all sorts of things to get the alcoholic addict back on their feet in a sober living lifestyle.
Yeah. Once they hit that rock bottom point.
You know what? Maybe they don't.
Or even if not.
Well, whatever it is, you know, there's their portion. If they have family members, spouse, daughter, son, father, whomever, that is a strong participant in their life or a daily, you know, part of their living structure, they too need to know, understand. In my book, I go through the first couple of sections are characteristics of the alcoholic addict. So somebody can read it and say, oh my God, she must have been standing in my living room. I can't believe it. He is a dry drunk, or he does make promises and not fulfill them, or whatever it is, kind of like a checklist. So everybody knows we're kind of one group. And then the next goes into, what is your part, as tough as it may seem? Okay, stay neutral, don't engage, have the recovery contract so that everybody knows their expectations and the ramifications or consequences if that is broken, if someone still lives with you under 25. How to get out of their way. Let their recovery take the shape as it's going to. Don't meet them at the door with your hands wrung out. How was your meeting? Did you go? Because chances are, first of all, it's none of your business. Second of all, if they didn't go, they're going to lie. And if they did go, maybe it's personal and they want to keep it to themselves. So my book is a roadmap, a guide for you to be able to start taking care of your own self while you are in the bleachers rooting for your loved one's recovery instead of the field with the playbook in your hand.
The biggest thing that you said just now was a contract. I went to school to be an alcohol addiction disorder specialist, and I didn't complete it, but learning and handling with addicts, you know, in my life, you know, the contract, so that everyone knows what the expectations are for you being in their life. You know, because once you lose that trust when that addict goes out, how is that family member going to build that trust if there's unknown expectations that the family member or the addict has over the other person?
You're absolutely right. But what you're saying is everybody has these really good intentions.
Right.
Let's say it's under 25 and the alcoholic addict in recovery is still living under your roof, okay? You can write down, and I've had many clients do this, and again, good intentions, write down, well, you need to be in by a certain hour. You need to stay clean and sober. You need to find a job or do volunteer work with an X amount. You need to help around the house. Easy things that are doable goals. And then the next thing is the time frame. How do we see this happening? And how many months? How many months are we going to give you to find a job or to do this and that? But the tough one, the real tough one, are the consequences. Are you going to really take away the phone? And they're going to say, but then I can't get a job. Okay, you're right. Instead of, I'm sorry, we already went over this. Too bad. Good luck. I guess you'll have to walk. Mm-hmm. Because we're so afraid that they're going to punish us, take away love, maybe run off, maybe go kill themselves, that the family member doesn't realize that they're doing more harm than good. You can love the alcoholic addict. I am all for that. I loved my family. But you have to step away with self-respect and dignity and knowing that in the big picture, it's going to be better than, okay, yes, you're right, because then your word is built on quicksand, and that's the worst that can happen.
Wow, I love this. And this is what we call real. And that's what you hear here on The Kim Pagano Show.
Powerful.
It is. It really is. And if anybody's out there that is going through this, you know, I want to hear from you. I mean, you can, you know, I know that maybe you don't want to be on the air or you want to just email us, or web on, you know, or log on to my website so that I can get in touch with you and give you some numbers to have somebody help you through this journey that you're going through.
If you're sitting in your car right now listening to this, and this is a wonderful experience for me, Kim, thank you so, so much for, you know, inviting me on. But look to the right and left and know that that person that's in the passenger seat or the one that's two cars behind you, trust me, is just as scared and lonely and sad as you are and confused.
You are absolutely right. And that is so true. We are all going through our own journeys. And I think that that's the biggest thing that we need to try to teach our children, that you're not alone. Because, you know, when they are, you know, growing up, it's, you know, it is lonely out there. And it's scary.
Yeah.
So what part of recovery was the most helpful for you?
Working. Getting a job. The first thing that I did when I got sober was get a job within 2 weeks. And it gave me a purpose and a reason to wake up and get ready every morning so that I wasn't sitting by myself dwelling on my mistakes that I had made. Instead of dwelling on that, I was working towards my future.
Very good. Very good. And what a simple thing that somebody can do to help themselves. I guess what I'm hearing is that you have to feel important. I think that's it, right? We need to feel wanted.
Well, if I may say, and again, I am not or have been in a recovery 12-step program, so I don't want to speak for, you know, somebody that's, but in so many years, because I know the pattern, the alcoholic addict does extremely well when they have a schedule, a program. If you're going to get up and eat breakfast and go to work and do this and this and this, man, you are on the straight and narrow, all right? It's when, again, my book mentions it, the boredom, okay, the indecision, the sitting around, the what do I do? The idle mind is the devil's playground. I mean, isn't that the saying? So, you know, I will say to some of my clients, maybe they already have jobs, you know, what else can we do? Let's go back to school and learn how to build a go-kart. Let's do a stamp collection. Let's do something that is about you, for you, and a passion. I mean, it doesn't have to be, you know, I mean, I wrote this book every day at Starbucks. I mean, it doesn't have to be one of those driving, burning, crazy passions like I had, but enough that when you go out in the garage and you pull the tarp over the easel or the car, that you smile and say, this is nice. I like this. This is about me. And I congratulate you, Maggie, on knowing that, you know what, I need to take care of myself, and this is the journey I need to start with, getting
Absolutely.
A job.
I love it. And so with all this, and I really appreciate you, you know, coming on air and talking about your journey and helping so many people, because this really does help people when you have people come through their lifetime and they can talk about where they've been and where they're going. What kind of advice would you give to people who feel that they have nobody to support them?
Find support through a group. Whatever group you can find, whatever positive influences you can make in your life, those are the people that will help you get out of the addictive lifestyle. And once you make that commitment that you want to be out of that lifestyle, things will start getting easier. But it's a hard commitment, and you need to make that commitment that you are done.
You got it. Well, I love that. You have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Thank you, Maggie. Thank you, Carol. We're going to take a 2-second break, and when we come back, we're going to announce our winner for the Dodgers tickets, thanks to Jay Girl in Westlake. And then we will conclude our show, and I'll talk about my mommy moment, and I love this one. So, and I thank you all for joining us. We will be right back.
Warning, business owners. Don't just call anyone for computer services or repairs. Call SwiftChip at 866-326-2008, because not all computer consultants are created equal. The question is, which computer company will give you honest service and which ones will take advantage of you by overcharging you and possibly even making things worse. SwiftChip is a member of the Better Business Bureau and the Ventura Chamber. SwiftChip background checks and drug tests all of their techs. Give them a call at 866-326-2008. If you're tired of dealing with unresponsive and unreliable IT guys, 866-326-2008.
J-Girl wants to welcome you to an experience of a lifetime in the most important areas of your life. One-on-one bridal service to ensure that every bride gets what she needs and wants for her gown and gift selection. Specializing in bra fittings and fun gifts for bachelorette and birthday parties. J-Girl takes care of your every need, offering cosmetic application and eyebrow waxing. J-Girl has an interest in you and your future. A private 18 and older room for date nights and anniversaries. At J-Girl, every customer is treated like gold, regardless of age or size. You will leave feeling beautiful and confident. Oh, shh. For all you men, J-Girl helps you find the perfect gift for any occasion. J-Girl is located across from Gelson's in the Village Glen Shopping Center at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village. Visit J-Girl in the privacy of your own home at jgirllingerie.com or call 449-9999 to set up an appointment.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definitely better quality.
And I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices. The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people. Always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to
recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 in Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan and friend of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, head to facebook.com/the-kim-pagano-show. Like the show and you'll find out about upcoming programs, opportunities for you to win prizes, and oh so much more. It's the official Facebook page of the Kim Pagano Show, facebook.com/the-kim-pagano-show. And now, back to the show. Here's Kim.
All right. And gosh, we had so many people that signed up for our Dodgers thing. And also, and I want you to know it's not over there yet because, well, we've picked a winner for that drawing. But we have Caneo Valley Days. We have tons of Caneo Valley Days tickets because we are a part of that show there. And it is going to be so much fun. And that is from May 4th to May 8th.
Hey, Kim, what do you say that all of the people that didn't have the good fortune of winning the Dodger tickets, that they get a pair of Caneo Valley Day tickets instead?
Perfect. Great idea. Okay, so I will definitely be in touch with you. That is a great idea. And you know what? Here on the Kim Pagano Show, you know, we want you to be a winner. We want you to be part of our show. We want you to talk about it and tell other people to listen because I want to spread joy through, you know, through my show. And Maggie, I thank you so much for, you know, putting your life out there and
help.
I know. And Carol, thank you so much for being a part of my show.
Thank you.
Her book, Reclaim Your Life, You and the Alcoholic Addict. And I actually have a book to give away. So one of my winners can call up and they can get their book. If they're going through, this would be a really great book to help you with. And I'm going to have you sign on to my Facebook and tell everybody where we can get them. I thank all of you for being a part of my show. I want to end it with my mommy moment really quick, and then we'll talk about our winner.
All right.
Experience is not what happens to a person. It is what a person does with what happens to them. Is that
amazing?
So appropriate for my show. So, all right, our winner is...
Here's the moment that everybody's been waiting for our J-Girl Dodger ticket giveaway. 4 field box tickets to go see the Doyers this Saturday night. Parking included as well from our friends at J-Girl Lingerie, located 2900 Townsgate Road in Westlake Village, Suite 107. Our winner, who'll be going to see the Dodgers tomorrow night, is Gloria Goslin. Gloria, congratulations. Thank you for listening and participating on the Kim Pagano Show. Hope you enjoy going to see the Dodgers tomorrow night at Chavez Ravine. You can pick up your tickets at J Girl Lingerie, located once again 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village.
All right, congratulations, and I thank you for being a part of my show, and that's how easy it is. Here is just to give us a call, get your name in. We always want to give back, and congratulations, Gloria. And I can't wait. I want to have her call in and talk about how much fun it was. So you can go over and pick up your tickets over at J-Girl. All right, have a really great day and enjoy. There's so much to do out there. There's, the Congo Ladies Function. We've got the Wine Art Trail this Sunday. Gosh, and it's going to be a beautiful day. I also want to wish Sue Rolfing a happy, happy birthday, and she's got a birthday coming up too. So with that, have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you later.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. The Kim Pagano Show airs live Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. with a rebroadcast in the afternoons from 3 to 4 p.m. You can catch The Kim Pagano Show online at any time on the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. Podcast the program and more on the official website of the show. Also, friend, become a fan of Kim on Facebook at facebook.com/the-kim-pagano-show. If you're interested in sharing your journey or being a part as an advertiser of The Kim Pagano Show, send an email to Kim Pagano, P-A-G-A-N-O, at gmail.com. This is AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura, Santa Paula, Oxnard.